Dear Diary, today was a great day. I finally got my first college acceptance letter. And Mom was super happy too, of course. At first I was hesitant, because it was actually from a college I didn't apply to. But then I got an email from my high school, and apparently my advisor submitted me as a candidate to this awesome new experimental college that only accepts like 10 people. I was a bit peeved that he did this without my permission at first, but honestly, that all went away once I opened the acceptance letter. It was a complete free ride. My mom wouldn't have to pay a cent, and I'd be studying under some really incredible people. Biology, chemistry, engineering, computers, film, sound design, all taught by masters of their fields. Well, you know me and my unquenchable thirst for knowledge. And even if that weren't the case, Mom isn't exactly in a place where taking on a lot of debt is a great idea. Single motherhood is hard. So it wasn't my first choice, and I'm not totally sure why they chose me over anyone else with solid grades, but it's definitely too good an opportunity to pass up. I'll be honest, I'm actually quite excited. Plus, when we opened the envelope, there was this really pleasant smell. There was a note, and apparently the chemistry teacher whips up a unique fragrance for each acceptance student. But they're also designed to help calm down the nerves we all get when opening a college acceptance letter. It's such an awesome little quirk of personality that made the school seem that much more enticing. I gave it to my mom to smell too, and it really helped us calm down quick, I think. And a good thing too, because like the acceptance letter said, I need a relaxed and empty mind to make good decisions. And if I hadn't, I'd never go to the college of my dreams. Seriously, I think this will be a great experience for me. Dear Diary, sorry I haven't written in so long. Things have happened so quickly, it's hard to know where to start. Well, first of all, I've been on campus maybe a week now, and boy, this place doesn't mess around. Everything is top of the line. Can't imagine how expensive it would have been without a full ride. I went through orientation with all the other students, and it was actually kind of amazing. We're all girls here, as it turns out, but we were told not to worry about that, so we won't. Orientation was funny, because the teachers are super nice, but also super strict. And the way they used visuals and sound and stuff to accompany their lectures made me feel like my brain was just a sponge soaking up their commands. There was no resistance, and that's good. Good girls listen to their superiors. And apparently the food here is actually manufactured to help us with our daily living, which is awesome. Some of the teachers use their expertise so the food and drink we consume will help us get into shape, keep our stamina up, and releases chemicals in our brain that deal with any stress we may be feeling. My head always feels relaxed and empty and pliable afterwards. Oddly, I think I'm hornier too, and my tits might be bigger. But that has nothing to do with the food they're giving us. That would be silly, and I'm a silly, dumb girl. Were girls always this hot? Dear Diary, so it's been about 3 weeks since my last entry, and I've really gotten into the rhythm of this place. The way this place works is that the students help the teachers with their personal projects, so it's kind of like being mentored rather than being taught. I think my favorites are film analysis, chemistry, and fashion. Film analysis is so awesome, and it's probably my favorite. The professor sits one of us down to watch one of his films, and we're supposed to focus on it while another student eats out her pussy. Then at the end, we tell our professor what his film taught us about the true nature of women, as well as give feedback on how the other girl can improve her pussy-eating skills. It's a lot of fun. My second favorite is probably chemistry class, because we get to try out so many strange formulas. There's some of the classics, of course, like enlarging or shrinking a girl's tits, but there's also some crazy stuff, like making a girl physically older for a limited time. And let me tell you, there are some damn sexy MILFs in this class's future. And then there's fashion. You might think it's weird to have a fashion class since good girls are always available and what? Yes, master. Good girls are always available and wet. But there's actually a lot you can do without reducing the availability to your fuckholes. In fact, figuring out how to make ourselves available no matter what outfit we're wearing is a massive part of the curriculum. I'm going to be so prepared for the real world when I get out there. Shit, I'm horny. Hold on, I gotta find someone to fuck me. Dear Diary, I'm so excited. This month, I finally won the Good Girl Award. It's an award giving out to one girl a month here for being the best in the three main pillars of Skrull's teachings: obedience, proactive servitude, and depravity. Obviously, any educated female knows she must obey her superiors. That's good girl 101. But what gets you the credit is your excitement about obeying. You know, like how well you can convey that you're not only content to exist for the pleasure of men, but that you actually crave the treatment they give you. I won because I kept a meticulous list of every order I obeyed without question this month. My count by the end was in the upper 500s. Plus, I showed absolutely no resistance to anything, and my masters were very happy with how malleable I'd become. Good girls are malleable. Good girls obey. Of course, to be a truly good girl, you can't just obey your superiors. You have to predict what they need and provide before they need it. I've gotten really good at that. Coffee, blowjobs, massages, test subject, table, you name it, I provided it. Or been it. It's actually a lot of fun to provide so much pleasure to my masters. It's become a second nature now. Or maybe a first nature. My nature as a toy. I'm a toy. I'm a slut. I'm a fuck doll. I love being brainwashed. And then finally, there's depravity. I think that's what really earned me the award this month. I used all the skills my professor has taught me to send my mom all sorts of stuff that's made her super suggestible and programmable when giving her trigger word. Letters with chemical scent on them, voicemails with subliminal programming, brainwashing videos, and so on. I even sent her some of the clothing I made in fashion class. And I think what cinched it is when I showed my film professor a live feed of her naked, masturbating, and begging to come to the school to be brainwashed properly, rather than the poor substitute brainwashing she received from me, her empty-headed, dumb bitch daughter. She'll be arriving next semester, and I'm so excited to teach her everything that I've learned. Dear Diary, I think this is my last entry. One of my professors saw me writing in you and wants you for himself. Good girls obey. So I will be giving him this extensive catalog of all my personal thoughts tomorrow as ordered. And it's so exciting. I love being a good girl. But I've got you for one more night, so that means one last entry. Coming to this school changed my life, truly. I never understood what it meant to be born with a cunt before. Now I can't imagine going back. Not that I'd have a choice to. I don't have a choice. Choices are only for superiors. I'm just a good girl. I'm just a toy. Please use me, Master. Could you imagine what my life would have looked like if I went to one of those regular colleges? What a horrible mistake that would have been. Sure, there's plenty of good cock and pussy at those places, but I'd have taken a huge risk that there wouldn't be anyone there willing to put me in my place and use my tight little whore body. Hold on one sec. My professor's about to come in my mouth as I write this. That's better. Where was I? Oh yeah, and I know there are some pretty depraved men out there, but I think the world needs more schools like this so they can have ways to put dumb bitches like me in their place without having to wade through lots of red tape. And luckily, there are some expansion plans being made, and I'm excited to do my part in servicing that. Oh, I think another professor wants to use me as a test subject. Gotta go. I love being a